About 10 years ago, God spoke to me during a conference about being a blessing to a young lady that was teaching. If you know me, then you know I go out of my way not to talk to strangers. As I began speaking to her, God gave me words of life for this stranger's future career in ministry and the arts. Before I left the conference, I finally got around to giving her my contact information and told her the blessing I was directed to give her. When the time came, I met her at her family's home to discuss the details. Imagine my surprise when I pulled into a gated community and a very lavish, beautiful home. I argued with God the entire time I spent there, wondering why I was being asked to bless her when she clearly didn't need anything. I didn't have a lot of money. I lived in a small apartment. I didn't even have money in my savings account. 2 years later, after she and I had become friends, and I had been adopted by her family, I found out that they had moved. When I asked her mother why, she told me that they had only been renting that very lavish, beautiful home. In shock, I extended my sympathy, but she stopped me. And she shared how blessed they were to have had the opportunity to house her whole family and to share life and love and ministry and space together. Then she thanked me for being a blessing to her daughter those years before, during a very critical time when they just didn't have the finances. After we hugged goodbye, I sat in my car and cried, thanking God that I was obedient to his promptings despite what my eyes were showing me. You never know why it has to be you who were called to give. It's not your place to even ask those questions. It is, however, your job to listen and to respond.